Thought for today: natural or cultural? What have we thought about our life? Is our life natural or cultural? Do we do things naturally or do we do things culturally? Of course, most things we do are cultural. Most things we do are because society requires that of us. It has nothing to do with our natural experience. Just consider the children back in the pioneer days of the 17th and 18th century. They lived out on the prairie, out on the desert, in the mountains, in the timber woods in the north and south parts of the United States, and around the world too. There are many other pioneers doing things, but the American pioneer children. And the American pioneer children were normal children, just like they are today, not one little bit different. They had the same desires, interests, drives, and what have you. So the children are provided with shoes by their father or their mother when they go in town and buy the shoes for the children. And they wear the shoes when they go to church or when they go to school. But some children, their parents cannot afford shoes. And so the children do not wear shoes to school. That's just the way it is. And sometimes even not to church. That's just the way it is. And of course the church could be under a tree, or it could be in a store, or it could be in someone's office, or whatever it might happen to be, because churches were not frequent as we think they are. We think of the story of the Old West, that there's a church in every town and only one religion and this and that and the other thing. Well, the church is one of the first buildings they do want to build because they want to pay respect to the divine. But it's not always there. So the children oftentimes are barefoot. Now, when the children come home from church after they do wear shoes, what's the first thing they do? They take off the shoes. Now, why do you think they take off the shoes? Because the shoes protect them from the stones, and they protect them from the ground, and they protect them from everything. But why do they take them off? Why are little Indian children running around without moccasins on? Why do they go and live virtually naked for the first 15, 16 years of their life until they get themselves a little Indian bandana? But why do they do that? Well, that's natural. That's natural. And who are the most healthy of the beings? The children. The children equate with the soil, they equate with Mother Nature, they equate with everything. They're blessed by infinite amounts of vitamin D from the sun and infinite amounts of vitamin C from all of the things that they eat and pick up along the way. They're a happy, healthy group. But it's natural not to wear shoes. But they do wear shoes because they want to protect their feet from the hot surface, from stones, from whatever. And they do learn to wear them. But what happens to their feet before they learn to wear shoes? They develop a sole that has a very subtle suppleness to it. And yet it's very powerful and very strong, and they can run around and be untouched by anything. Young dogs, their paws are always very wonderful, very supple. And as the dogs grow older, their paws get cracky because they're no longer having in their diet the things that make for supple skin. And what is in the diet that makes for a supple skin? Now, we like to say in the diet that makes for a supple skin are the right types of vitamins and minerals and proteins and carbohydrates and those sort of things. But actually, that's not true. You take people around the world, people living in cultures around the world who do not have adequate vitamins, minerals, proteins, carbohydrates, and all these things in their diet, and their feet are fine. Oh, there are cases where feet are not so fine, but that's something that they have created themselves to. Created themselves with bad feet? Sure. That's not something natural to the body. You see, in the body, we do one little thing. We think that we are God, and if we were God, we would treat our body quite differently. We would tell our body it's beautiful. We'd tell our body it's whole and perfect. We'd tell our body it's wonderful. We'd tell our body it's strong and powerful and healthy. We'd tell our body all these things. If we were God, we would say that. Do we say it? No. We don't teach that to our children. You should think that the mother and father would have a morning session every day for the children. Children, you are God. You are the creator of your world. You are whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. Your eyes are perfect. Your ears are perfect. My goodness sakes, what would happen to those children? Those children would be wonderful. Now, despite the fact that the parents wear glasses and they say, well, that's running in our family, the children wear glasses. Despite the fact they say that Uncle Remus had a cold and so you're all going to have a cold. Despite the fact that they try to put all these improper genes in your body, in your mind, children and adults turn out reasonably good. Think how good they would turn out if they were natural children instead of cultural children. Now, natural, I don't mean like one definition of the dictionary says, it is worshiping nature. You are, in a way, worshiping nature, but you are worshiping the divine in you. And the divine in you is master of nature. It's master of your body. It's master of your life. It's master of everything. Now, the children naturally take off their shoes, not only because they might be uncomfortable, but because their feet are natural running on the ground. Now, I find it most interesting. Our scientists down here in our San Diego area like to report that there are certain types of negative stuff in the soil, and that dogs pick up things running barefooted in the soil. You ever see a dog with shoes on? But and that people pick up the same thing. They get worms from the soil into their feet. They get other things, and we needn't go into any details, but they get these into their feet. Now, why? Because they think they're susceptible. Because they think they're susceptible to an outside force attacking an inside being. We are inside people. We are inside being. We are natural people. We are people who would live better naked than clothed. We know that when they went to the Hawaiian Islands and clothes of the Hawaiians, they ran into all sorts of diseases that came because their body was not exposed to the vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin everything else, which had nothing to do with it. But the people didn't like clothing. It was not their natural thing. Oh, they wore whatever they wore, sarongs and stuff like that. But the Western society wanted to get them into what they felt was the proper type of clothing. And they did the same thing in Africa. And they did the same thing in South America. And really, wherever people are who are healthy and whole, they're natural. Now, it doesn't mean everybody's running around naked. But what it does mean is that you are not bound by anything. You do not think you have to wear underwear merely because you soil your trousers or your skirt or something. You soil it because you think you're going to. You think you're going to do these things. There are people who never soil their clothing. And there are people who never have bad perspiration. And they never have underarm odors in their clothing that smell. They don't have. These are things that are caused by our attitude. Not our food, not our diet. We think it's that, but it's not. But it's by our attitude. I have asked the campus people to honor me. And sometimes they do, and most of the time they don't. And I have said, please honor me. I have a request. I would like to have a one-third portion of any meal that's served. Just a one-third portion of any meal that's served. And if you say, would you like some more? You are not honoring me, and you are certainly dishonoring yourself. If I ask for a one-third portion, that's what I'll take. Now, I'm a big boy, 6 foot tall. If I want more, I can ask for it. I'm not in any way retarded in that area. But we have read how animals who have lived on a minimum diet have lived twice, three times, and four times their normal age. Now, not that that is important, but it just shows that we are bound by our food. We are bound by what we do. Now, all of us think that we have to experience the bodies that we experience. We all think we have to experience the conditions that we experience, and we do have to experience them. And I don't think it's necessary for you to slam the top of the cap on top of there every time you close it, when you can just leave it open and then at the end of the meal do it, because then it won't be picked up on the recording. Now this is, you see, your training, if you open it, close it. You see, but there are times when you wait on closing it until it doesn't disturb the recording. Herb, you're talking about it disturbed the recording more than my putting the cap on. That's true, but everything is a learning situation. Everything is important for us to use to train ourselves in being our divine self. Now, I could ignore these things. In fact, I have often considered that perhaps I should stop being the polizei, the police, and the gendarme for you as you're going through these experiences. I should just let you. And if you don't want to follow the program, that's great. But you see, if you were under 18, I would be training you very intensely, because I have trained every child that has been with me very intensely. Some can't stand it. Some run away. Some are very angry about it. But the masters, like my son, they follow the training and they become wonderful thereby. But even in following the training, they have other influences on their life. Other people who are in their life offering them training programs. Other people saying, now when you go out, put your goulashes on, you don't want to catch cold. My goodness sakes, you don't catch cold from having goulashes on. You don't not catch cold from having goulashes on either. If you walk naked out in the snow, you're going to be just fine. You can handle it for a certain amount of time, and then the hypothermia sets in, and when that sets in, then you are getting your body temperature out of whack. But if you say to yourself, my body temperature is perfect, I'm in perfect harmony with all this. But you see, you can't do that. You can't do that when you've been trained all of your life that it is going to disturb you. So here you are now at the Absolute Monastery. Here you are living as a monk, and here you are saying, I would like to change the old conditioning that I have given to myself over my lifetime. Will you guide me in that change? And I say, no. I will watch over you in that change, but you have to guide yourself. I will give you the program, but you have to guide yourself. I will watch over you, and I will say, is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to do it? And unfortunately, I didn't have you until you were 18. If I did, you would be the most wonderful, joyous people in the world. Not because I'm so good, but because this program is good. I am good too, but this program is good. And it's a wonderful program if you want to benefit from it. Natural or cultural? You are habits of culture. You are habits of how you've been trained and how you've been taught by your mother, father, sister, brother, aunt and uncle, cousin, teacher, peers on the street and friends and whomever. You're taught by all of them. You're taught by the radio, the television. You're taught by the newspapers, the magazines. You're taught by every possible source. And the worst thing that you're taught by is the church. The church teaches you that you are not God. And that is very unfortunate, because Jesus said, ye are God. And Ellen was telling me about, or somebody was telling about a conversation with somebody, I believe it was Sylvia, and the people said, well, my daughter is a very sincere and religious woman, and she would not take to this attitude. Well, now all Sylvia had to do was say, well, just tell her to read what Jesus said. It is done unto you according to your belief. And if your belief is that you're whole and well, if your belief that you're perfect, and then Jesus also said, be ye perfect even as is your Father which art in heaven. Those two statements alone would help to point over to a person who is super religious That is what the teaching is. And they could not deny it because it's right there, and they would have to say, maybe I ought to change my mind. Now, we don't argue. We don't discuss. We don't try to prove anything. We merely say those things that we have learned. And we want to always be careful in our relationship to others not to be cutesy. Because when we're cutesy, then they think we're disrespectful. They think that we are not honoring their way of looking at things. And, you really think that? You think that that's right? Huh? You know, that's a cutesy remark. And that's a stupid remark, because that is a superior remark, and we don't ever want to be superior to anybody. We are ourself, and we're superior in ourself to the highest and best that we can be. Do the children of the early prairie life like to go around barefoot, or would they rather have shoes? Well, there are times they'd rather have shoes. But what kind of shoes do they make for themselves? They make it out of straw or paste of leather or something, which just gently folds around the foot and expands with the foot because they get it wet, and then it shapes itself right into the foot, and it's quite nice. But normally, they want to be barefoot. And they don't have any of the problems that we allude to being barefoot. When the children go out to work in the field and take the horses and pull the plow, and they have a shirt and a pair of pants, they take off the shirt and the pair of pants, and they put them by the side of the field. And then they do their work, because they don't need it to protect themselves. And then when they come back, then they pick up their shirt and pants and put it on when they come back to the family, because the family expects to see them all properly dressed. But nature doesn't expect to see them dressed. Nature doesn't care whether they're dressed in their going to meet in suit or whether they have their birthday suit on. It doesn't matter. What matters is what we teach ourselves. And it doesn't matter to us what we have on either. It matters what we teach ourselves about it. What do we believe is our natural way to live? And I tell you, our natural way to live is healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's not bad, huh? Healthy, wealthy, and wise. You're healthy in your body, spirit, mind. You're wealthy in your body, spirit, mind. And you're wise in your body, spirit, mind. That's natural. Anything else is cultural. Come, join us. I love you.